Downtown Jacksonville is getting its candy store back this month. Sweet Pete's is reopening near Hemming Park, and it's bringing a brand new restaurant along with it. Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton is here to tell us more. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and that's this week's Business Brief. David, Sweet Pete's has a tentative reopen date of November 15th. What's happening now?
Well, we do know they're going to be opening in November. The date that you just mentioned there is the likely target, although things change, obviously, when you have a new restaurant coming in there. This space has been closed since August. A lot of people were very concerned. Is Sweet Pete's going to go away? Well, they're in the former Seminole Club building, which is a very old building. And, it, you know, from time to time, these old historic buildings need some work. And so they spent the last couple of months building the building back up, doing some needed repairs. But also, the former restaurant tenant in the front, the Candy Apple Cafe, the owners of that restaurant said, basically, we can't stay open through these renovations. And I know there's been some tension between the Sweet Pete folks and them, and also Marcus Lemonis, who is a part owner in that company.
Marcus Lemonis, the celebrity factor of this whole story.
Yeah, you know, I think most people recognize him from The Prophet, the reality TV show. Lemonis has been buying businesses and investing in real estate for a long time. He was a big supporter of Sweet Pete's when they moved out of Springfield and into the Seminole Club building. In fact, one of his companies owns the building that Sweet Pete's is in.
And he's behind the new restaurant that's coming in.
Yeah, MLG stands for Marcus Lemonis Grill. It's a Chicago-based restaurant, and they kind of categorize it as a twist on American cuisine. So it'll be a real kind of nice high-end restaurant right there, something that's really needed. I know a lot of people at City Hall used to go to the Candy Apple Cafe and over at the Federal Building, so a lot of people will enjoy the new restaurant.
Marcus Lemonis Grill and Sweet Pete's Candy both reopening this month downtown next to Hemming Park. That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton with that story. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's this week's Business Brief.